phone to get a little information. The voice on the other end expressed a little hesitation. She said, "What is it, sir, that you'd like to know?" I said, "I'd like to know one thing that I didn't know before I called." She put me on hold. I was listening to headline news. Then she came back on the phone and said, "I have to get back with you." Well, I went to the auto store to get a part for my car. The man behind the counter said, "Let me look her in the catalog." I sure was hoping he wouldn't have to look too far. He said, "This part is hard to find for this type of car." He went into the back room and returned not a moment too soon. He had that look on his face and said, "I have to get back with you." Well, it's amazing in this day and age that nobody knows a thing. There's an information overload and it's all at a fingertip. The chances of finding an answer are at an all-time low. Surely there's an answer to a question that somebody knows. Then there are those questions that need a quick answer to, the ones that you ask and the answer is a peek-a-boo. The question that cuts to the chase and deserves a yes or no. The ones that tell you what you want to know and don't rake you over the coals. Well, I'm so glad my wife, when she thought it through, when she decided to marry me, she didn't say, "I have to get back with you." Tell me something new that lets me think you have a clue. Tell me anything except I have to get back with you. Tell me anything. Tell me they don't make them anymore. Tell them they're back ordered. Tell me anything. Just don't tell me you have to get back with me.